Shog and Triss headed east over the dunes, making for an outcrop of trees in the distance. The squirrel maid got slightly ahead of her otter friend. She stopped and waited for him to catch up. He hitched the bundle of sailcloth higher on his back.
Running takes some getting used to, matey, after all that sitting on me rudder in a boat for long days. Let's keep on going. Me paws are beginning to feel better now.
The land was mostly scrub grass, with patches of broom and thistle. They ran steadily, side by side, with Shog occasionally glancing back over his shoulder.
We don't know if they're on our trail or not. This drizzle should blur our tracks, Triss. I hope it keeps up.
The squirrel maid indicated the trees ahead.
When we get to those, I'll shin up one and scan the land.
Riggan did not stop or even pause to check the paw prints. She knew she was on the right trail. Kerda clipped a thistle bloom with a blade edge.
Vorto, when we find them, you do nothing. Surround them and leave the rest to me. I will show them how I deal with runaway slave thieves. Long and slow I show them, yar.
Vorto could tell by the look in Kerda's red eyes that she meant every word of it. On reaching the tree fringe, Triss dropped her food pack and went up the trunk of a sessile oak with all the skill of a born climber. Vaulting and swinging, she passed the middle branches and was soon up in the topmost boughs. Shog craned his neck back and looked up to where she perched on a high limb.
What's the word, mate? Any signs of the vermin?
His worst fears were confirmed as Triss called down.
Aye, I can make out Kerda with about a score of rat guards coming this way fast. It looks like Riggan's slave catchers leading them. No wonder they got onto us so quick.
Shog bit his lip with worry. Every slave at Riftguard knew the name and reputation of Aganu's relentless tracker. None had ever escaped Riggan.
'Tis bad news for us, mate. The only thing we can do is to keep running until they're so far from their ship that they gets tired of chasing us and turns back, maybe.
As Triss began climbing down the oak, she suddenly noticed another squirrel climbing alongside of her. He was a jolly-looking fat beast, his shoulders crossed with webbing that was stuffed tight with hard green pine cones. She nodded to him. He nodded back and struck up a conversation.
So you're going to run for it? Well, good luck to you. Good luck. That's what I always say.
Triss noticed that there were many more fat squirrels, all climbing down from neighbouring trees. She arrived back on the ground, accompanied by roughly 50 of the creatures. Shog bowed politely.
Good day to you, friends.
The one who had spoken to Triss was obviously the leader. He shook rainwater from his huge bushy tail.
Good? What's good about it? Nothing good about sitting up in a tree getting drenched. That's what I always say.
Now that she knew the squirrels meant them no harm, Triss felt a lot more at ease with them. She spoke to the leader.
I'm sorry for trespassing in your wood, but we'll be gone right away. Sorry, we can't stop to talk.